Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dan, what's our hot topic?
Yeah, now, Bonds, with the AFL season less than 2 months away, I thought we'd have a look at each AFL team's most valuable player. The way we want to do this, though, is if your team is to win the AFL Premiership in 2023, who needs to be your most valuable player for that to happen?
Right. Makes sense.
So there's going to be some teams that potentially maybe don't have a great chance to win it, but which player needs to stand up the most if they are to win it? So
do this in alphabetical order?
Let's do it in alphabetical order, and we'll start with the Adelaide Crows. I'm going to go with Jordan Dawson. I think that he can play anywhere for them. I think he's got to go inside the centre square more for them. He uses the ball as well as anyone in that team. If they are to have success this season, he needs to be a massive part of what they do.
I agree with you 100%.
100% on Jordan Dawson.
Brisbane.
I'm going to go with Charlie Cameron at Brisbane. I think when Charlie Cameron is up and about, when he's kicking goals, when he is dominating in that forward line, he is their barometer. They are going extremely well. They have a great chance this year, and I think that Charlie is the one who has to dominate. Your thoughts?
I like Lachie Neale. I think without him, they can't win the premiership.
I do too. However, Lachie Neale has won a Brownlow in the last couple of years. He came close again last year, and it still wasn't good enough for them to win. So my concern with some of these mids is they can play well, but they need others to stand up, and that's why I've gone Charlie Cameron. It's good that we've gone a different one early on in the piece.
Carlton.
I'm going to go Sam Walsh. Again, the point here might be that Patrick Cripps won the Brownlow last year. However, they didn't make finals last year with Patrick Cripps winning the Brownlow. Sam Walsh from mine is the one who is the most valuable in their team to stand up for them to win the flag.
I'm going Cripps.
Why?
He is a beast, and he wins the ball out of the middle for him. And I think without him, they are a lesser team.
Strength in the middle. It is important, but I still think that Sam Walsh is that cream on top that they require to win the flag. But we've disagreed on a couple. Let's see if we can get one on the Pies. I'm going to go Jordan DeGoey on Collingwood. I talked about barometer with Charlie Cameron. Jordan DeGoey is their most valuable player when he's up and about playing well, dominating inside the centre square and then going forward, playing that Dusty-like role where he is so dangerous in the forward line. I think they can put him in either spot, and he's such a headache for opposition teams.
I think I agree with you. However, I'd like to throw Darcy Moore into that conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Darcy Moore is really important for them. So that's an obvious one that could absolutely be their most valuable this year as well.
The Bombers.
I'm going to go a little bit left field here. I'm going to go their big ruckman, Sam Draper. Now, do I think the Bombers have a great chance to win the premiership in 2023? No, I don't think that at all. But if Sam Draper was to dominate and be the best ruckman in the comp, I think it's a bit premature. But if he was, they are a chance to make finals and do anything. I think he is their most valuable if they're to win the premiership this year.
I love it. I agree 100%. He's a massive asset for them.
We'll move on to the Dockers. And I'm going to go, there's a couple here. I really wanted to stick with the ruckman and go Sean Darcy, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go Nat Fyfe. And the reason being is Nat Fyfe at his best can play in the midfield, can play in the forward line. He is the hardest matchup in the team for opposition teams. If he is dominating to the level where he's winning a Brownlow or nearly winning a Brownlow, I think the Dockers can win the flag.
He is the heart and soul of Freo. He is. As Joel Selwood is to Geelong, Nat Fyfe is to Freo. And I think that's why he's the most important player.
It's a great point, Bonds. I think players walk a lot taller when he is dominating games and up and about.
The Cats.
I'm not going to overcomplicate this. They won it last year with Jeremy Cameron arguably being the best player in the competition. So I'm going to stick with the key forward, Jeremy Cameron. There's so many, but I'm going to go with
him. Is a lot. My favourite's Cam Guthrie, and I think that he, again, in that conversation.
We've done our research, Bonds. The two best and fairest winners from 2022 for the Cats.
The Gold Coast Suns.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Matt Rout. Now, he hasn't been at the same level as when he came into the comp and absolutely took control of the competition. When he had first three matches, he got three Brownlow votes in each game. I think if he gets to that level and can put that display on Tuke Miller is a gun. It can complement him beautifully. I think they need Matt Rowe. If they're going to make finals, which they've never done before, and potentially win the flag, Matt Rowe for mine has to be their most valuable.
Ben King, they need to kick goals.
Yeah, I'd like Ben King. I think with Lukosius and maybe Ochol and Casbolt, they've got other options, but if he does what Max did
last
year. If
he kicks 60 goals, they might play finals.
That's a great point.
GWS.
This one for mine is one of my favourite players to watch. I just hope he stays on the park a bit more. Toby Green. When he is playing and dominating games, they are a great team to watch, but they also can beat anyone. I think he is their most valuable, and if they're going to make finals this year and push, Toby Green has to be their most valuable.
Josh Kelly for me.
Yeah, another midfielder.
Yep.
Another midfielder.
Well, it's where the game's won.
No, it is. It is, but I think they've got a number of those that can play well. I think Toby Green takes them over the top, but it's good. We're not going to agree on everything.
That's right. Hawthorn.
I'm going to go with Sicily. He is their heart and soul. We've touched on that with a couple of players. I think he is at Hawthorn. I don't think they're going to make finals, but if they're going to push for finals and potentially win a flag, which would be incredible, then Sicily has to dominate and really stand up for him.
I like the tackling machine that is Jai Newcombe and the strength that he gives around the ball.
Really come on, hasn't he, Jai yep. Newcombe? He's
come
from nowhere.
He's going
to be a
very, very good player.
He will be.
Melbourne.
Now, this is a tough one. There is a number of players you could go with this, but I'm going to... With what I've said about the last few teams, I'm going to go with Stephen May, the key defender that when he doesn't play, their record is not great, and it is really difficult for them to hold up without him in the back line. Lever is really good back there, but he rolls off his man, and he helps in the air, and he can do that when Stephen May is locking away the opposition team's best forward. I like Stephen May as their most valuable if the Demons are going to win the premiership this year.
I think it could have been Max Gawn if they didn't have Grundy.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
I like... May as well.
Other end of the ground, Tom McDonald. When he played last year, they won every game and then he went out and they struggled. I don't think he is the most valuable, but geez, he's important for him.
North Melbourne.
I'm going to go at that end of the ground. I'm going to go key forward. Nick Larkey, he could be anything.
Good player.
He's a great player. Well, sorry, he is a good player, but he should ascend to a great player. And if they're going to develop and potentially push for finals, and as we've said about this thing, win the premiership, Nick Larkey, if mine is their most valuable, who do you think?
I'm going to be left of centre here, Menz. I'm going Alistair Clarkson. Yes. He's the most important player at North Melbourne next year.
That's
this year, I should say.
Look, they're not going to win the flag in 2023. Let's be realistic. So you're right. Alistair Clarkson is their most important, you're not a player, but person.
The Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Yeah, there's a few here. I'm going to go with Scott Lysett. I think that when he is in the ruck, they have some good mids around him that he can give that service to. I think he's really important for them. He did it for West Coast when they won a premiership. I'm going to go with Lysett for the power.
Their best player last year, Connor Rosie.
Yeah.
For me.
Connor absolutely can be the best player in the competition as well, and that's a good one. There's a couple of good names there.
The Tigers.
Let's not overcomplicate this. Let's think about when they won their premierships, those three premierships. Who won the Norm Smith medal?
Dusty.
Dustin Martin.
I'm with you.
If he gets back to anywhere near his best, then they've got the complementary pieces around with Shea Bolton, with Tom Lynch, Jack Rewalt, Dylan Grimes. They got a number of guns. Taranto and Hoppers come in. I think Dusty is the barometer, though.
Oh, when the Saints.
I'm going to go Max King. I know he's injured at the moment, but he showed last year if he could kick straighter in games, he would have won them at least a handful of games just off his own boot. He is so important for them. I think Max King, key position, and we've picked a few. It shows how valuable they are.
Yeah, no Paddy Ryder. I think Marshall is the one that needs to step up.
I like that. That's a great call, actually, because when Paddy Ryder didn't play last year, Marshall dominated games.
He did.
So, I like that for the Saints to be able to push this year.
Sydney Swans.
Sydney Swans. I found this one a little bit tougher. They got a lot of good players and a lot of valuable players. I'm going to go with Callum Mills, and the reason I'm going to go with Callum Mills is they made the grand final last year with him being their most valuable player. He was all Australian. He dominated in the middle. He set him up. Captain last year as well. I think Callum Mills, they only had one poor game. He can be their most valuable again this year, and they can get back there.
I think the only other one that's in that conversation is Isaac Heaney.
Yeah, that's, again, another positional player that is so hard to find and do what they do, another All-Australian last year as well.
West Coast.
I'm going to go with Nick Natanui. Now, I played against Nick Nat on a number of occasions, and I saw him at his best. When he is absolutely jumping over the other ruckman and dominating in the centre square, it's almost unstoppable. I'm not sure he'll get back to that level, but if the Eagles are to contest for finals this year and win an unprobable premiership, then Nick Nat has to be their most valuable player.
Agreed. I'm with you. The last team, the most valuable player for the Western Bulldogs.
I flirted with a few here.
Really?
I did because I think that there is a number that could be the most valuable. Tim English could really come on, and yes, if he does, they could be anything. I love Aaron Norton in the forward line. He still hasn't reached his best yet. He is going to be an incredible forward for a number of years. But Marcus Bontempelli, if they put him back in that centre square, which I think they'll do permanently this year, he could win the Brownlow. He could be their most valuable, and he could lead them to another flag.
The Bont for mine as well. So there we go. It's a good list. And maybe you can give us your tips on who you think is the best or most valuable player at your club. Text in 0427 154 166.
And again, it's if your team's to win the premiership. So you might That's not right. have agreed with some of those calls. But if you think about if your team will win the flag this year, who needs to be the most valuable? And that's why a couple of those names that weren't there, they're the guys that really need to stand up for their team, and they are the barometers.